You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
I swear, I'm not going to keep forgetting this stupid thing. Okay. Shit.
Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you'll hear a 100 Word story all by its lonesome, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Ellison picked the topic of steampunk, and we have a bunch of stories in on the topic of steampunk. Welcome back, everyone. Who won last week? That will determine who goes first this week, and that's a tie! Ellison of Blogged Ellison and the guy who picked the topic, and Caleb Bullen of BlackTieMartiniClub.com. Well, congratulations, you two, but who's going to go for... Should I just play them at the same time? I always threaten to do that, but I never do. Instead, I'm just going to flip a cat here. Come here, Nardo. Come here. Come here, buddy. This one's going to flip you. And he came up, well, he came up tails. Who got a funny tail? Well, you don't like that. Okay, well, while I clean up this nasty cut, here's Caleb Bullen's story.
Wait a second, the topic is steampunk? I thought it was steamy punk, like, you know, for Valentine's Day or something. Oh, man. Well, this story is all I have. It doesn't really fit. I'm sorry.
Joy Ramone looked into Wendy Williams' eyes and said, "Your eyes are like two limpid pools, drawing me into an oasis of love." He felt her tremble as he pulled her heaving bosom close to him, and as their lips met, they both heard a single, distorted guitar chord. With an incessant eighth note rhythm, relentless, like the engine powering their love. Their hearts raced as groping hands pulled each other nearer. A second chord was added. The zippers gave way. And unwashed blue jeans fell to the floor. No need for a third chord. It's punk.
What the hell is wrong with this freaking microphone today? I'm clipping this sucker out.
Well, thank you very much, Caleb. You can check out more from Caleb at BlackTieMartiniClub.com. Also, the BlackTieMartiniClub.com players, you can look them up in Google Group.
Nardo. Go outside, play in the rain.
Co-winner Ellison of Blogged Ellison, Ellison1.blogspot.com, and Radio Sandy Springs is next. What has he got? I don't know, but we may be combining this cat with brass fittings and a water boiler soon.
Get out of my face, dude. Shut up.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 96 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of this week's challenge is steampunk, and my story is entitled The New Steam Age. Dr. Rauchfisch stood over the basin, trimming his mutton chops carefully with his straight razor. He rinsed, a splash of bay rum, and he strode out, clapping on his top hat and walking goggles. Dodging the press of Stanleys and Vapormatics that clogged the street, he arrived at his office and rode the hydraulic lift to the 7th floor. Taking a polished mahogany case out of his desk, he unfolded it, snapping the steam hose into the wall outlet. Rapidly clicking clockwork signaled the difference engine's readiness. He smiled. Life was so much easier since the invention of the worldwide steam-powered computational network. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison, signing off.
Thank you, Sir Ellison.
Thank you, Ellison. You can check out more from Ellison at blog... Nardo's now bothering Gina for dinner. Meow, meow, meow. Ellison1.blogspot.com. He owns the place. He's gotten out of control. All right, let's go through the script here again. The text for each story is in the show notes. There at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they've sent me in to link. Okay, no rookies this week, but it's time for the veterans. These are the folks that just keep showing up for more and more and more. Terry, formerly of the Old Coot Podcast, now of QuietTimePodcast.com, is ready to continue his saga in I'm so messed up this week. It's that damn cat. Oh no, I forgot to put in the opening from Rich Paul. Sorry, folks. You always get the raw feed, and I'm just losing it this time. Am I going to make it to 100 weekly challenges? I don't think so. So here we go with Terry from Quiet Time Podcast and the continuing science fiction saga of that space captain dude.
Hi, this is Terry Key from the Quiet Time Podcast. Here's my entry for the weekly challenge number 96, Steampunk. It's entitled, Stranded, Part 3. Day 3, May 15th, 2012. I had just woken up from the strangest dream I have ever encountered. In the dream, I was living the life of someone called Oswald Bastable, in the early 19th century on Earth? We were in the process of chasing some Chinese guy across the Pacific when our difference engines quit and we had to switch over to the steam-powered motors. This slowed our descent enough so that we were able to land on an island without any damage or personal injuries to the crew. Now my very able assistant, Penelope Tugbottom, and I frolicked along the island beach while crew made repairs to the engines so we could continue our chase. This was so unlike my real-life crash landing on Mars that I encountered several days ago. The loneliness and the stress of the past few days had taken a toll on me. I guess I better not be reading Moorcock's The Warlord of the Air, or any steampunk material for that matter, so late at night. This is Captain Josh Jones, Earth Space Command, signing off.
cool. I'm really enjoying the progress of these. You can check out more at quiettimepodcast.com. Thank you, Terry. Reminds me of when Kolek was doing series. Andrew was doing the murderer dude. Caleb was doing a series. And this guy was doing a series about Abraham Lincoln. But he kind of gave up on that. Wow, that was cool. Next up is Tom from Footnote. Has there been a new Footnote recently?
I haven't seen it. Has he changed the feed? I missed it. I want it to be back so bad, Mommy. The evil monkey took it.
Here we go with Tom from Footnote.
Hello, Night People. This is Tom. I've been way sick the last month. No new podcasts have been uploaded to the Footnote, but there are over 300 there, with average lengths of about 15 minutes. Shout out to Guy, who now has a string of 40 stories in a row. That gives you the second longest run here at the Weekly Challenge. My story tonight is a punk opus called Steamship. Ernesto Cervantes joined the League of Extraordinary Men in 1899. His contribution to the organization was a chronomotive, a steam-driven time machine. The chronomotive could jump 100 years between overhauls. Fueling and repairs on average took 1 month. Queen Victoria approved a 2-year voyage for Ernesto's steam jumper. The mission was at once simple and tremendously complex in nature. Ernesto would take 10 1,000-page books to be delivered to each jump point. At these centennial caporites, he requested a list of 100 questions to be written in each book, to be then answered by a millennium of future minds.
Cool. We're getting some cool ones in here. Thank you, Tom, and that explains everything.
Why there hasn't been a footnote, Mammy.
Next up is Guy David. You can check out his stuff at GuyDavid.com. His music is the beginning and the end of this podcast. And in little teeny bits here and there where I sneak them in. Ha! Guy, how about your story?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another weekly challenge. Today, as I'm recording this, is first day, the 14th of February, and I just lost my job today. So I have a lot of time to record 100-word stories and to write my new novel. It's called Seeing Red, and it involves one of the characters I created for the 100-word stories. It's a character that appeared in two of my 100-word stories, and I'm going to leave you guessing as to which character it is. But now, let's visit today's story. The train stopped and puffed blue smoke. The metal figure stepped up and boarded it, Kevin following. He knew metal men were supposed to exist in the 19th century, but he didn't care. Time paradox or not, he was keeping his bodyguard close at hand. He knew well enough there were dangerous things around. This was the Wild West, after all. Suddenly, a flash appeared and his metal bodyguard was torn in half. I should have guessed steampunk girl would follow me here, thought Kevin, as two silver discs flew away from the robot wreckage and disappeared in the distance.
Well, Guy, sorry to hear that you're among the ranks of the unemployed now, but hopefully people will take this opportunity to go to GuyDavid.com and hire you on to make excellent music for their podcasts, for their audio novels, for their weddings, or they can just, you know, walk around with theme music. I could use some walking theme music. So if you come up with walking theme music, I'll go around with my iPod dock strapped to my back, and I will have my theme music. So it's got to be like, darn it, darn it, darn it, darn it, darn it. I have no idea who the character is going to be that you've done. It's not going to be Loni and Grandma Schnurre, you know, turning people into frogs and all that. But here's hoping that your unemployment is brief and you wind up as Prime Minister of Israel. God forbid the one they have now. Well, he's in a coma. His little flunky is running things. Next up to bat is... roll the dice for initiative. And Liana of HodgePodgePoint.libsyn.com. Liana, tell us a story.
Hey, everyone. Liana here from HodgePodgePoint. Did you see I have an episode up? Did you? What do you mean I'm behind a week now? Jeez. Pick. So for this week's challenge number 96, Steampunk, I have the following story. You know, damn Ellison for this topic. I know nothing about steampunk, and what I did research and learn probably doesn't come across in this story. But he made me completely fall in love with the characters that were created in my head. Now I want to write something bigger and don't have the knowledge for it. And thank you, Allison. So this potential brief snippet in the world of these characters is called Rolling Riches. An enhanced prostitute, Rose captivated the passengers more with her wafting scent than the dance she performed. Thomas Persuade took his opportunity, convincing the adjoining train car guards to sleep, while Dr. Duchamp used his clunky brass backpack to melt the iron door under blows of the train whistle. Big Mickey stood guard. The Baroness, close by, concentrated on her glowing ball. She was key to their escape before the rear soldiers were even aware they were there. Getting past the locked door, Big Mickey grabbed the treasure, and the Baroness transported them from the locomotive in a cloud of smoke.
Ooh, she's going to write more about them. Yeah. You can check out more from Liana at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com when she bothers posting a podcast. We know you can do it. We know you can record them. You've done it in the past. Come on, share with us. Maybe you can do some interviews with the birds or get a bunny. Finally, we have J.D. Now, J.D., he's going to bring us... You just have to listen to this.
Good evening, Lawrence. It's J.D., and it's a cool evening here in central Oklahoma. Friday night, late. Coming up on the deadline for the 100-word story. And I'm sitting here looking at challenge number 96 for podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Steampunk. Had to do a little thinking. Little research. Haven't read any steampunk in a long time. I guess the last thing I read was probably Philip Farmer's River Worlds. And I used to watch Wild Wild West a lot. James and Artemis were my heroes when I was younger. So, here we go with this week's challenge, and I'm keeping it brief. The book was a success. Awards were bestowed upon the author. The movie was released and generated, in its first 6 weeks, 10 times the production cost. Of course, there were detractors, arguing that the premise was wrong and the research flawed. But the media ran with the story. Citizens groups organized. Government agencies intervened. And now we are required to cut back. Who could have envisioned, in the latter part of the 20th century, that the release of heat and water vapor from our steam engines could so change the world and bring on the fifth ice age.
Radical Man. You can check out more from JD at writing.com. The link is in the show notes. With no further ado, and with no attempt at introducing or deflecting the fact that this is really me under a pseudonym, Planet Z. The Kaija, that demon in a spiked helmet, was running dry of Kraut recruits. His scientists, fiendish and insane, designed a clockwork surger, calculating combat tactics with engines based on the infamous clever automatic Turk, that chess-playing phenomenon from the Orient. Factories worked without break, but the end product was a steady stream of highly armed battle machines thrown at our boys. With no fear of death, they climbed from trench to trench. They'd driven us back across the channel, but Jerry never counted on one thing. Nobody around to wind them back up when they ran down. Dude, I think you got the record player set a little fast. Oh, and there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about steampunk. Thanks to everyone who participated this weekend. Good luck in the voting. What? The voting? That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners, well, I'll promise to send them refrigerator magnets, but no one ever writes them. When they do, I forget them. That kind of thing. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed, one-click subscribe to iTunes, Podcast Ready, all sorts of stuff on that site. And don't forget slpodcast.net, the Second Life Podcasting Network. Music for the opening and closing of this podcast were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Not only is it great, but he'll make music for you, and it won't be too terribly expensive. In fact, it will fit the mood Nardo, go away! Put the cat. He's wet. He's been outside in the rain. Dumbass. There will be the usual stuff tomorrow. And then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening. And, as always, keep...
closing.